Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal,
while working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Happy Monday, October 17th, and welcome to the Senior Zone. This is your host, Sean Perry, and I made up in my mind, folks, this morning that today is going to be a good day to have a good day. Uniting seniors age 50 and up since 2012 with tips and direction to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice, the Senior Zone hopes to improve the quality of life for older adults everywhere while also creating new conversations around how we age. Why? Simply because we care. The call number for today's show is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. Coming up shortly, my guest will be Mr. Sherwin Sheik. He is founder and CEO of a company called CareLinx. I spell with an X at the end. They are the nation's leading online caregiver marketplace, saving you up to 50%. In our second segment, she's running for Congress and she wants your vote this November 8th. Here to discuss her vision and plans for the older adult community is Ms. Ami Hober, Republican of the 6th District of Maryland. And lastly, we're going to close out the show as we always do with birthday shout outs, news and announcements. But please allow me to thank those that keep us doing what we love to do here on the Senior Zone. And first up is Seabury Resources on Aging. Their Connector Card program gives D.C. residents a flexible choice, an alternative for transportation, which is subsidized by a Visa debit card. For more information on the Seabury Connector Card program, call 202-844-3000. That's 202-844-3000. Right at home. They are the leader in the in-home senior care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance to maintain their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care, either for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call. Their number is 301-255-0066. 301-255-0066. Next up, AARP Legal Counsel for the Elderly. What can I say about this organization here? They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents who are 60 years of age and older. So whether it's wills, power of attorneys, advanced directives, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more, LCE, they are there for you, and they are there for you at no cost, absolutely free. If you need legal assistance, give them a call at 202-434-2120. That's 202-434-2120. Last but certainly not least, and they're on the show today. What a coincidence. CareLinx. Again, they are the leading nationwide caregiver marketplace, helping families find in-home caregivers for up to 50% less than traditional agencies, so your loved ones can stay at home and for longer. Find the perfect caregiver match on CareLinx.com. That's CareLinx with an X, L-I-N-X, CareLinx.com/SeniorZone. Folks, we're going to be right back after this short break with the founder and CEO of CareLinx, Mr. Sherwin Sheik.
An alternative transportation option for Washington, D.C.'s older adults. The Seabury's Connector Card program provides subsidized transportation funds for eligible residents of the District of Columbia through a prepaid Visa debit card. Customers can use the Connector Card to pay for transportation-related expenses, which include but are not limited to taxi services, public transportation fare cards, private transportation services, and intercity bus and rail. Who can apply? D.C. residents age 60 and older. Signing up could not be easier. Contact the Connector Card office at 202-844-3000. That's 202-844-3000. And get your Connector Card now.
Did you know that according to an AARP study, they found that 90% of people over 65 want to age at home? Luckily, finding the best care for your parents doesn't have to break your spirit or the bank. CareLinx is now the leading nationwide caregiver marketplace that helps families find in-home caregivers for up to 50% less than traditional agencies, so your loved ones can stay at home for longer. Whether your parent needs help with personal care, getting to their doctor's appointments, or just companionship, a caregiver can be there when you can't. Find the perfect caregiver match on CareLinx. listeners can get the first 4 hours of care for free by visiting us online at carelinks.com/seniorzone. CareLinks, spelled C-A-R-E-L-I-N-X, ending with an X. That's 4 hours of free care when you visit carelinks.com/seniorzone.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone, and I am your host, Sean Perry, this Monday, October 17th. And with me today is the founder and CEO of CareLinks. You just heard that commercial, Mr. Sherwin Sheik. How are you, Sherwin?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing quite well myself. So again, let me properly introduce you and your organization to our listening audience, if they haven't already heard. But again, CareLinks is a nationwide professional caregiver marketplace empowering families to easily find, hire, manage, and pay licensed caregivers online. Their platform has more than 150 caregivers across the country. CareLinks, they are disrupting the senior care industry, saving families up to, check this out, folks, 50% relative to traditional agencies while providing families a better caregiver match. That is CareLinks, Sherwin, and you are the founder of that organization. What motivated you to found CareLinks?
No, I appreciate that. Just one correction on the intro. It said 150 caregivers. It's more than 150,000 caregivers across the country. But I just wanted to clarify that.
That means you're growing.
Yes. What led me? So I've been in the healthcare industry for over 15 years. And what ultimately drove me to start the company is my sister has multiple sclerosis and progressed to the point where she became quadriplegic and blind, and my uncle had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and required 24-hour care 7 days a week. And so when I saw what was going on professionally on the macro level with changes, the regulatory changes with the Affordable Care Act, and then also the growing demographics with seniors that are going to be needing care, and then just seeing all the struggles that my family went through to find care for my sister and uncle, it ultimately forced my mom into early retirement. And we had individuals steal from us, not show up for shifts, just churning through agencies. I realized there had to be a better way for both families and the professional caregivers themselves. And so that really led me to start CareLinks over 5 years ago. And now we're in over 3,000 cities with 150,000 professional caregivers.
Gotcha. So Sherwin, what is then that better way? You mentioned, finding or wanting to discover a better way. Now 5 years in, what is that better way?
Yeah, that better way is... The current industry right now is dominated by traditional franchise agencies. And a lot of times these agencies are paying these caregivers close to minimum wage and expecting that the caregivers provide high quality services to our level of needing care. And so over the years, we would fall in love with caregivers and they end up leaving. And we just said, why? And they're going, well, we just can't make ends meet. And what I looked at was, and ARP is a great statistic, that over the next 4 years, about 117 million people who will be needing caregiving services. There's only 5 million professional caregivers. And so what I wanted to do was build a platform that makes caregiving a viable career option. And so by reducing all the overhead and costs at a traditional agency charges, just kind of inefficiencies of their model, and pass that savings back to the caregiver who's really doing the work, going in the home and taking care of the patients, and then at the exact same time helping the families save up to 50% relative to agencies. And then through our technology, we're able to match caregivers with patients on multiple dimensions of compatibility. Like, we were featured in the Oprah magazine. They kind of called us like the eHarmony of caregiving. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of algorithmic matching that we do. Then once there is a match, we help the families and caregivers stay coordinated with one another through our mobile technology. So it's really streamlining and making the entire caregiving process better on both a family perspective in from the service provider perspective.
I got you. So the question that I have that arises from what you just talked about, Sherman, is how are you able to save families up to 50% while also paying higher wages to caregivers? How are you able to do that?
Yeah, it's more having to do with our online marketplace model. Traditional agencies, they're brick and mortar, and they have retail presence. Just kind of as an analog to frame it so people can understand, if you wanted to travel in the early 90s, you used to go to a travel agent. You're a travel agent, and they have their margins that they charge. Then they have their office staff and rent. And what we have done, and now you have Orbitz, Travelocity, Kayak, and a lot of consumers go directly online to find what they want to do for travel. In the same regard is what CareLinx is doing, is we have a consolidated staff that's helping over close to 1,400 new families a month coming to CareLinx looking for care, mm-hmm. Across the nation. And we're able to do that leveraging all of our high technology in finding them the best match. And then once we find that best match, to manage that caregiver effectively through our platform.
So,
one thing that we do is it's a direct hire relationship. So the caregivers are actually W-2'd of the families, which also helps. And we manage on the back end all the tax filing, payroll, and the caregivers are insured and bonded, similar benefits that you get as a traditional agency. So that's really how we get to the savings and increased wages for the caregivers.
Gotcha. The question that I have, Sherman, is it seems to me on the surface kind of scary to bring in a caregiver for my loved one. I'm my mother most likely, from someone I've just picked online. It seems kind of scary. So my question then to you is, what safeguards, how do you ensure quality and safety and training for these caregivers?
No, great question. So one thing I want to just stress is you're not alone when you come to CareLinx and you're self-navigating this website. Every single family coming to CareLinx gets assigned a dedicated advisor for free who helps them all the way through the process of finding the perfect match, schedule interviews if you're too busy, and we help you walk through the entire hiring process, and then we continuously check in with you, the family and patient, to see how things are going, and then also the caregiver. Secondarily, so you're not alone. You have a dedicated touch point and relationship with a CareLinx advisor. Mm-hmm. Secondarily is we run a comprehensive 7-year look back, national, multi-state, multi-county criminal record check, sex offender check, DMV check, the most robust background check you can really run in the U.S. and to make sure these people have no history. And if they do, they're obviously kicked off the platform. And lastly is we help monitor what's happening in the patient's homes, which is something that a lot of the agencies don't even do. And that is through our mobile tech. So you can see when the caregiver shows up, all the activities of daily living that they did that day helping your loved one. You're able to review them, provide feedback. We're constantly monitoring just through our technology if they're adhering to the care plan and seeing and rating them on their adherence to that care plan. And then that basically helps elevate the status of that caregiver within CareLinx. And as a result, what we're seeing is extremely high customer satisfaction scores, close to 75% net promoter score for those of you who are aware of that, is because we have multiple layers of screening and touch points. And then in terms of education, we actually provide through our partner Care Academy a bunch of courses online about elder abuse, about how to properly transfer a patient, how to use a Hoyer lift, to how to deal with a patient with early, mid-stage, end-stage dementia, you name it. There's a whole host of courses that we don't charge the caregivers for, but it allows them, if they take these courses and pass the exams and show their competency, that they are they're elevated within the CareLinx marketplace. So families know that they're vetted. And then we all obviously also check their licensures and credentials.
Gotcha. So does one then, you know, have to be tech savvy to operate or maneuver, you know, around your website, or just how user-friendly is the CareLinx platform?
Well, I definitely recommend people try. We have made it as user-friendly as we possibly can to date, and we continuously always look to improve. But the best part, again, is if you're not that tech savvy, you just can just pick up the phone. And we have an 800 number, 800-494-3106, where an advisor will basically help navigate the family and or patient through the entire process.
Gotcha. And that number, again, you said it is 800-494-3106, 800-494-3106.
That's correct.
Folks, if you call, tell them the Senior Zone sent you, by the way, so they know where this call came from. Well, you know, I'm liking, you know, what I'm hearing. It seems to me that, you know, your platform is very transparent, because I get to see, I'm at this the website now, I get to see the caregivers that I want to consider, how much they charge, their background, whatnot. So I have some control over that. Am I able to communicate, you know, or is one able to communicate with those prospective caregivers online some way? Or is it always through your dedicated advisor?
No. You can definitely connect and message caregivers directly. We help families who are, a lot of times, people who are looking for a caregiver or for a loved one are balancing their own work life and have very little time. So they leverage our advisors a lot in helping schedule interviews. But more and more so, as we see the demographic trend where people becoming a little bit more tech savvy and tech trusting, a greater percentage of our client base is actually being more self-serve and messaging the caregivers directly. We obviously help with the algorithmic ranking of the best caregivers, given on the specific needs that the families enter in when they enroll in CareLinx, but the families can basically manage this all themselves if they're tech savvy enough.
So in other words, you know, based on your needs, when you go to your website, based on your algorithm, the best of the best will show up first, or top of the screen.
That's correct.
With respect to caregivers. What I like about it, Sherman, when I came across, you know, your platform, is that, you know, many of us, myself included, we're in the sandwich generation. We have, you know, caregiving responsibilities for our parents, yet we're taking care of our own children. And in my case, and I'm sure I'm not, you know, alone, you know, my mother is 200 miles away or so up in the Philadelphia area, and she's alone. So this kind of helps give me some control in terms of finding someone, vetting that individual while not able to be there, plus your visibility of being able to put a camera in the home and monitor that caregiver while they're there, I think is a differentiator for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. And what's exciting is we're seeing many large organizations, including some of the largest employers in the U.S., actually rolling CareLinx out, because they're realizing now that a big portion of their management is undergoing a caregiving crisis. And so, like you correctly mentioned, is a lot of these times these managers do not live in the same city or state as their parents needing care. Mm-hmm. And just how in the 90s, child care benefits is a big movement. Now we're seeing senior care benefits being a big movement. And CareLinx helps these employees easily find the right caregiver match, and then easily be able to track what the caregiver is doing on a day-to-day basis via their mobile phones. And it's just kind of closing that loop of communication. I mean, that's one of the main reasons why I started the company, is my mom was a PhD molecular biologist. My sister was quadriplegic and blind, and she had no idea of what was happening with my sister, who lived down in Los Angeles, while my mom was up here in the Bay Area. in the San Francisco Bay Area. And now with Carolinks, she can easily see what's happening.
Yeah, gives us more control. Real quick, I just have a couple of minutes, Sharon. Let's speak about costs. If you can help us better understand the cost that's associated with home care and who actually pays for it, because I do know that Medicare and Medicaid doesn't cover caregiving.
Yeah, so you're correct. So Medicare doesn't cover in-home care support services, and unfortunately, it's not until the patient is essentially broke and has a liquid net worth of close to $2,000, does Medicaid kick in. And so majority of individuals are actually spending money out of their personal savings. And on average, they're going to be spending about $100,000 on in-home care support services in their lifetime. Traditional agencies range from $30,000 to $40,000 a year. They embed a margin about 75 to 150%. A way that CareLinks works is we help the caregivers understand what fair market value is for their services. You know, if they're a certified nursing assistant with 20 years experience in the DC area, they speak a foreign language, they can see what they can charge for their services. And what we do is just mark up the cost of care by 15% relative to the agencies, again, which is a 75 to 150% markup. And then that covers all the technology, us vetting the caregivers, the bonding and insurance. The caregivers are covered with $4 million of liability insurance.
Gotcha.
And so that's really...
I don't mean, because I do have to go in about 30 seconds, Sharon. I understand that, you have a promotion, a discount that you want to give to our listeners. If they just go to your website and sign up, there's no cost to sign up, is there?
There's no cost to sign up. There's no cost for an advisor. And we actually give you several hours free service because we're confident that once you actually try it and you find the great match or provider for your loved one, you'll stick around.
Okay. I believe you said, was it 3 hours?
Yes,
free care. Right. Folks, if you go now, it doesn't cost you anything to try it. Just check it out if you are in need of caregiving support. I've been speaking with the founder and CEO of CareLinks.com, Mr. Sherwin Sheikh. I appreciate what you're doing and what you're trying to do and look forward to seeing, CareLinks, be widely recognized and known throughout the country, Sharon. I'm sure to be there soon. If you have Oprah and AARP behind you, I'm sure to be there soon.
Thank you.
All right. And that was CareLinks, 800-494-3106, 800-494-3106, or you can go to carelinks.com/seniorzone. Sharon, have a great day. We'll be right back with Ms. Ami Hober. She is running for the 6th District of Maryland, running for Congress. She'll be right with us in just a few minutes.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent. consistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone, and I am your host, Sean Perry. And with me today is Ms. Ami Hober. She is running for the 6th congressional seat in the state of Maryland. Good morning, Ami.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Ami?
Yes, please.
Is it okay?
Please.
Well, good. I like to try to reduce the formalities if I can sometimes. It doesn't always work out that way. But please allow me to introduce you properly to our listeners, Ami. Ami Hober, again, she is running for Congress in the 6th Congressional District of Maryland. During the Reagan administration, Ami Hober was responsible for the Army's entire research and development budget and oversaw the Army's environmental cleanup of chemical waste at Johnston Atoll. Is that pronounced?
That's right. That's
Atoll.
Right.
Okay. Ami is also responsible, was responsible for the Army's demilitarization of U.S. chemical munitions stockpile abroad as well as at home. She is a mother, a grandmother, and a women's advocate. She was endorsed by Governor Larry Hogan. Ami said she will spend her time in Congress working with the governor to fix the district's transportation issues as well as bring jobs back to her district as well. So again, welcome to the Senior Zone.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
It's my pleasure to have you here on the show. And the way I came to get you on the show, we met each other a couple of months or so ago up in Clarksburg. Now, you may not remember, but I certainly remember up in Clarksburg, and you were doing what you do, politicking there. I was taking my son to a job fair. He's 16 and looking for his first job.
Oh, I remember the job fair.
Yeah,
yes.
The job fair at Clarksburg High School there. And we met, and I'm glad we had a conversation there that then led us to have a conversation here on the Senior Zone. So real quick, tell our listeners, who are you?
Well, basically, I was raised by two teachers. My mother taught English in the local high school and then taught Italian. She was a first generation immigrant from Italy, legal immigrant, I will point out. And she taught actually Italian well into her 90s. My father was a professor at the university in Santa Barbara with a specialty in the esoteric topic of Longfellow's translations of Dante. You're talking serious esoteric stuff there. I was raised by them. I went to school at Stanford, graduated from Stanford, went to my favorite professor and said, "This is all very nice and good, and how do I pay my rent next week?" And he sent me to a company called Stanford Research Institute, where I was hired to work on a ballistic missile defense project for the Army, the only opening they had, and I needed a job, and here I was. It all went on from there.
Yeah.
I've worked for all of the military services at one point in time, including the one you were in, the Air Force. And I was, as we noted, I was appointed by Ronald Reagan to be Deputy Undersecretary of the Army, one of the highest ranked women in the Pentagon in those years. Mm-hmm. And I've concentrated on doing defense consulting ever since. Yeah. And I will point out to your listeners that I am, in fact, a senior also. So hopefully I can connect with your listeners.
Well, let's see if you can. As you already know, I'm sure you already know, you know, Americans, you know, are living longer. You know, senior citizens have challenges to overcome that are universal to all age groups, but there are some that are very specific, you know, to the senior demographic. With that said, over the years, I've compiled what I find to be the most important issues relating to seniors, and they are transportation, healthcare, and prescription drug costs, disease, chronic disease, you know, management.
Sure.
Physical aging, physical assistance, financial security, loneliness, abuse and neglect, and some have even said, you know, the changing social climate. With that being said, right from the top, if you are elected, what are the new legislations that you plan to introduce that will have an impact on the older adult community?
Well, the older adult community, in my view, the two key issues that I would work on is maintaining the Social Security program so that the people that are, let's say, 40 and older will maintain the benefits that they've been promised forever. These folk are receiving benefits, some of them today, both, you know, widows, disabled, older folk.
And we need to maintain the program in adequate funding so that the promises are kept.
If I may, if I can just drill down a little bit more, can you be more specific when you say maintain? Because we all say that Social Security needs fixing, right? And everyone has their, you know, positions and talking points. But if you can, give us some specifics on what do you mean by maintaining? Because I do know that the GOP, you know, their Social Security platform has been since George Bush and as recently as Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, talked about privatizing, you know, Social Security. I want to hear your point of view.
I would disagree with privatizing it.
Okay.
I think the government has made promises that the government needs to keep. Mm-hmm. I am a firm believer in keeping promises. I've kept some. I've kept my own promises and will continue to keep my own promises. I don't think it should be privatized. I think the benefit programs that are out there today need to be protected. I don't want the taxes increased on that either. So the only thing we really can do to help fix the problem is to begin to raise the age for those folk that are like today, 20 or maybe 30, so that they have enough time to plan for their future retirement. I mean, people are living longer. They are staying healthy longer. They are working longer. I use myself as evidence there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that we do need to slowly raise the age. They've done that once before. And I think for the folks that are young today and thinking about their future, need to realize that we're going to have to raise the age a little for them. As time goes on.
I know in the Simpson-Bowles plan, the Bowles-Simpson plan, that they called for increasing that age over a period of time, as you just
right.
mentioned. Do you have an idea? Do you have an age in a time span of when you would do that and when would it start? Would it start for those that are 45 and up, or can you give us a little bit more?
Well, I would start it for people that are under 30 today or 30 and under, and not maybe raise it a little bit for the people between 30 and 40. Certainly not beyond that, not mm-hmm. any older than that, because those of us, you know, who are in that age bracket, the 30 and 40 year olds, have planned on Social Security. That's been part of their long-term planning. Hopefully everyone does do some long-term planning.
Okay. To what age would you raise it up to, from 65 to what?
Well, right now I think it's 67 for full benefits. I'd probably raise it a couple of years. Mm-hmm. That sort of ballpark. I need to look at the analyses that have been done for the implications of particular increases and how that would affect the solvency of the program. But I'm envisioning maybe 2 years for the folks that are now 20.
Okay. And you're absolutely right. I was speaking about Medicare being 65, Social Security 62, yep. then 67, yep. you know, full. There. So you're saying going from 67 to
maybe 69
and
for
over
full
a course
benefits.
Of a period of years.
And then, of course, you'd have the same program that you have today for people who need help earlier, getting partial benefits at an earlier age, certainly for the disabled and the widows and people who have special access to it today. That should be continued.
Yeah. Let's talk about Medicare.
Medicare. That's a real problem.
That's I hear that, you know, and I have a background, you know, in Medicare. And I know that the your party, the GOP Medicare platform, calls for a voucher plan or a premium support kind of plan that kind of sounds more like privatizing, you know, Medicare. I'm interested to know what's your position and how would you, if it's different from, you know, the GOP plan, how would you counter that and fight for not privatizing Medicare?
Well, I think the real problem with Medicare is that so much money was taken out of the program in conjunction with the institution of Obamacare. There was almost, it was a little over $700 billion that was transferred out of Medicare to help with the Obamacare institutions. And I think we need to reinstitute some of that monies back into the Medicare program as we do whatever revisions of Obamacare are feasible over the next few years.
Okay. Okay. I don't know how much truth there is into that. How much was taken out? I mean, I think it was 400. My figures may be off. 400 million. I know it wasn't 400.
Well, the data million,
but
I have
really minuscule amount.
Well, the data I have said it was over $700 billion that was moved from Medicare to Obamacare.
Okay.
And given that, we have some real problems funding Medicare today. But again, that's the same thing as Social Security, in my view. We have commitments that the country has made to senior citizens, and I believe firmly that those commitments need to be kept, and I would always vote to keep the commitments.
Well, that's good to hear, because those are two of the biggest issues,
sure,
you know, for seniors that I hear all the time, Social Security, as well as Medicare. And they worry. I go to senior buildings and rec centers all the time, and I speak from my vantage point. I'm not a subject matter expert, but I hear things like that all the time. And it's a worry for seniors because, you know, what I'm concerned about is that we shift the burden, you know, of paying for these programs if it becomes a privatized, you know, program on the backs of the elderly. And I'm just not personally, you know, for that. So I'm on my little bandwagon a little bit here. But I'm just curious just to know just what your positions would be when it comes to protecting Social Security or Medicare. And you said that you're for
absolutely
keeping it strong
protecting
and solving.
Absolutely. We're okay. going to have to make some changes over time, as I said, to the Social Security for the folks that are much younger today. But I believe in absolutely keeping commitments that have been made.
Gotcha, gotcha. We hear stories, and I'm going to bounce around because I want to get as much in as I can. Wow, 10 minutes already went flown by. You know, we hear stories in the news all the time about drug companies raising prices on drugs, needed drugs, you know, to astronomical prices. And it's just abhorrent to hear, and I hear it on the news, just someone who's just watching the news. What would you do to combat, you know, companies from just raising prices? I'm talking 700%, 500% price increases on much needed drugs. We're not talking, you know, prescription drug costs that apply to cosmetic surgery, electric stuff.
Right.
We're talking stuff that you need.
You need every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
What's your position there? And I understand we need competition, but there has to be some controls.
Well, there are some controls today. I mean, the Congress has had some hearings on some of those drug increases. But I think there are more problems than that. I think we have to look at the overall provision of adequate care for elders in various situations. I'm of an age where there are friends that I know that are, in fact, already in retirement homes and in nursing homes. And I worry about the overall abuse of elders in the nursing homes as well as out on their own. Mm-hmm. We do need to worry about drug prices. I think there are controls on those. I understand that pharmaceutical companies need to make money ultimately, and they need to have funds to do their research. But I think the astronomical price increases are absurd, and I would agree with you on that.
Gotcha, gotcha. You mentioned abuse and neglect. You know, abuse, neglect, and exploitation. It's on the rise. It has been for the last several years. You know, it really disgusts me because I just have a reverence, you know, for seniors, obviously, here with the senior zone. At the federal level, and if you are elected, what can you or what would you do to turn this thing around?
Well, I think we need to pay a lot of attention to it, and I would certainly take a lot of care here. I would like to point out that my opponent actually ran for nursing homes that got an incredible number of violation notices, and I think he has proven by that he does not care for taking care of the elderly. Mm-hmm. I can cite the violations if one wants. I actually have a list of them. And it was an enormous number of violations, one of the most done in the country.
Yeah, it's important to also say that, you know, your opponent, Representative Delaney, was invited to the show, and he declined. So that's why he's not here. But the outreach was certainly made by us three or four times.
Of course.
So he's not here today. So I want to put that out there publicly as well. Transportation. it's a huge issue for all of us from cradle to the grave. You know, it takes me almost an hour or so to get here during the day.
Sure.
When it should take about 20 minutes to get here. But for seniors, transportation and the cost for transportation, just getting from home to the pharmacy, home to a medical appointment there. And it's the number one issue. When I hear it for seniors, bar none. Social Security and Medicare comes in second, but transportation is by far their number one concern there. And it was mentioned in a recent poll by the National Association for the Area Agency on Aging. You know, the same thing, that transportation is a number one issue for seniors. What would be your position on securing and expanding public and private transportation opportunities for Maryland seniors?
Well, I'm looking at the whole transportation problem across my district, and it's a major issue. I'm developing a comprehensive transportation plan that is in the works and will be released shortly that addresses the priorities for transportation. I think transportation for seniors in particular can be improved as transportation throughout the whole district is improved.
Okay.
We have problems here in Montgomery County, of course, with I-270. And I will point out that my opponent only about 2 weeks ago started looking at I-270 in a serious way. He has refused to go to meetings with Governor Hogan to address the transportation needs of our district. And one reason why I have been endorsed by the governor is that he knows I will work with him on transportation problems rather than against him.
Gotcha. Well, it's certainly a problem. I don't know if it's going to go away. What I want to do now, Ami, with the amount of time that we do have, I reached out to our listeners for their input because I wanted them to be part of this
sure.
interview as well. And so out of our mailbag came these questions. And if you can indulge me for a moment, here's question number one. We all know that health issues progress as we age, but some threaten it and worry us more than others, such as Alzheimer's, dementia, and macular degeneration. To what extent will you advocate federally funded research for Alzheimer's and other chronic illnesses?
There is federally funded research for that today, and I am certainly supportive of that.
Okay. Will you expand that research? Because a year or so ago, I said we can knock out Alzheimer's by 2020 after working with the Alzheimer's Association. I believe that we are close to that cure, but it's not without the funding and the federal funding that's received.
Well, I'd have to look at the details of which federal funding goes where. We also need to work on cancer. We also need to work on drug addiction, which is a particular problem for elders that end up on pain medication for one or another reason. There are a number of research efforts that need to be continued and expanded, but I would have to evaluate each particular proposal individually.
Okay, fair enough. Next question from our listeners. Specifically, what initiatives will you align yourself with to improve the quality of life and care for the elderly?
I think improving quality of life throughout the district will improve quality of life for the elder community. I have met with several groups of elders around the community and expect to continue to do that to see particular problems such as the one you mentioned on transportation. Mm-hmm. And I will continue to work on that.
Yeah. You know, when you go to nursing homes or assisted living communities, you know, most folks, you know, can't afford it or didn't prepare for that with long-term care insurance, et cetera. And they have to spend down, you
yes.
know, and I know what that term means
yes.
when we spend down. What ways would you propose in making assisted living communities more affordable rather than having the individual to spend down in order to qualify for Medicaid?
Well, I think one way to make the whole process better is to increase the amount of in-home care that is available for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
I think certainly we did that with my parents as they aged, and we did that with my husband's father as he aged, is to make it possible for them to maintain their lives in their homes as long as they could with assistance from outside.
Would you be a proponent of adding or including in-home care to Medicare? Because currently in-home care, as we had in our last discussion, is not included in Medicare.
I think it certainly could at some level be included.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know. That's good to know. I mean, that's a deal breaker.
In the long run, that reduces the amount of expenditures that the country has to make on these sorts of things.
Yeah.
Because it's a more effective expenditure.
It is. I think it's a cost savings. It may be a
cost on the front end,
but I think on the back end, that would actually save us taxpayers money, obviously
allowing folks
to age in home with dignity and grace and independence and a sense of purpose, I think would save us all.
My story was my husband's father, who did in fact have Alzheimer's, and we wanted to move him closer to us. And we were told by a social worker that we discussed this with is don't move him because he knows where his socks are at home. Mm. And if you move him to a different place, he won't know where his socks are.
Yeah.
And so we provided him with a little bit more assistance at home that way.
Well, that's a challenge that many families have when caregiving for a loved one who's, you know, been ailed by that debilitating disease, which I hope we can cure by 2025 at worst case scenario.
Maybe by the time we get to the point where we need it.
Yeah. What I'd like to do now, Ami, is give you some time to speak to our listeners. We have 30,000 plus listeners. Some are streaming right now. Many are from the Montgomery County community. I'll give you a couple of minutes to speak to them, and I may jump in, but we have a couple of minutes for you.
All right. I'd like to ask people to vote for me because I think I am the right person for this district. I think I bring a unique skill set based on my priorities for national security. I think the role of a congressperson involves consideration for issues for the nation. It is, after all, the U.S. Congress. Mm-hmm. But then it also involves consideration for the issues of the district. We have major issues in this district that range from the opioid epidemic to transportation, to providing the appropriate level of care for all members of the district. And we have a lot of economic issues to worry about. Job growth. I've already worked on job growth in some of the counties of this district. I brought business to a company in Garrett County. I've worked on interviewing laid off workers in Washington County. I'm developing a plan to bring broadband into Allegheny County so we can capitalize on the expertise in cybersecurity that Frostburg University is providing. And in Montgomery County, I think the key issues relate around primarily the transportation issues in one way or another, and I'm focusing very hard on working that.
Gotcha. You mentioned broadband, and I immediately started thinking of Wi-Fi. And when I speak with seniors, you know, getting internet access in many of the buildings and homes that they are is kind of cost prohibitive.
That's right. And that's why we need much better access to cheaper and simpler broadband. And based on my experience with the telecommunications industry, and I have a fair amount of background there, I think I can bring them together to provide it much more cost effectively.
Okay. Wi-Fi for all. I got you on record. Wi-Fi for all.
Wi-Fi for all.
Hopefully for free.
I'm not sure we can do it for free, but for cheap.
Gotcha. We've been speaking with Ms. Ami Hober. She is running for the 6th congressional seat in the state of Maryland. Ami, I want to thank you for coming on to the Senior Zone and stating your positions.
Thank you.
All right. Up next here is Because of Who You Are by Ms. Vicky Yohe. When we return, birthdays of the week, as well as news and announcements.
Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You see, Jehovah.
It's that time of the show where we acknowledge, we celebrate, and we recognize those that made it another year. And first up, he is the owner of Carolina Kitchen. If you haven't been, you got to go. I'm talking about Mr. Lance London. He's a young senior, 51, today, October 17th, from Bowie, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, my friend. Miss Nancy Murray is 69 today as well, Monday, October 17th, from Southwest D.C. Happy birthday to you, Miss Mary, and thank you for listening. We got a new senior. Miss Audrey White is the big 5-0, 50 years old on Wednesday, October 19th from Northeast DC. Happy birthday to you, Audrey. I know Audrey, so I'm happy for you today, Audrey. Miss Winifred Kelly is 88 on Thursday, October 20th from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you for listening from far away. We have Mr. Brian Hicks is 70, the big 7-0, as I always say. Thursday, October 20th as well from Fort Washington, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Hicks. Mrs. Julia McCormick is 73 on Friday, October 21st from Northwest DC. Next up, Mr. Greg Wallace is 60. A lot of 50s and 70s and 60s today on Friday, October 21st from Silver Spring, Maryland. For Mr. Greg Wallace. Thank you, Mr. Wallace, for listening and supporting the Senior Zone. We have Mr. Calvin Jefferson is 62 on Friday, October 21st from Gaithersburg, Maryland, up in Montgomery County. Thank you for listening. Mr. Emmett Chambers is 69 on Saturday, October 22nd from Seat Pleasant, Maryland. And last but certainly not least, we have Ms. Ruby Rogers, 83, Saturday, October 22nd. She's really far away. She's up in Queens, New York. Thank you for listening. To have your birthday or notable event mentioned here on the Senior Zone, you can call us at 800-217-1984, or you can email us at info@theseniorzone.com. That's info@theseniorzone.com. Well, if you didn't know, if you have a Medicare card, that's that red, white, and blue card, you know that we are in the Medicare open enrollment season, which started October 15th and will run through December 7th. If you have that Medicare card, you're probably inundated with TV ads, mailings, and invites to seminar presentations. I strongly suggest that before you make your enrollment decision, that you contact your local SHIP office. That's your state health insurance program office in D.C. That number is 202-994-6272. Prince George's County, that's 301-265-8450. And Montgomery County, that's 301-590-2819. You can call us here in the Senior Zone if you didn't get those numbers, and I will certainly get them in your hands. Next up, if you're looking for volunteer opportunities, the Senior Connection is in great need of volunteers to drive seniors to medical appointments or to help with grocery shopping. This is a wonderful opportunity to make a big difference in someone's life. Training as well as liability coverage is provided. The next training will be held this Wednesday, October 19th at 7 p.m. For more information there, call 301-962-0820. That's 301-962-0820. This is the class that interests me, and my mother's listening. She better take interest in this one. It's Smartphone 101 on Thursday, October 20th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Holiday Park Senior Center in Wheaton, Maryland. You can learn the basics of your smartphone's capabilities. We're talking about taking pictures, managing your emails, tracking your steps, and so much more. Discover a whole world of apps that are at your fingertips. For more information on this class, call 240-777-4999. That's 240-777-4999. Mark your calendars, folks. The Walk to Defeat ALS, that's Lou Gehrig's disease, will take place on Saturday, October 29th at 10 a.m. That's Saturday, October 29th at 10 a.m. at the foot of the Washington Monument. For more information there, call my good friend, Mr. Buddy Moore, who is always listening to the show, at 202-829-3351. That's 202-829-3351. Benefitscheckup.org. I mention this every week. It screens for over 2,000 public and private benefit programs that include help with prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, medical costs, tax relief, in-home services, veterans benefits, and so much more. Folks, the screenings are confidential and they're free. Just go to benefitscheckup.org to find out what benefits that you might be eligible to receive. Next up, the D.C. Office on Aging, their program called Safe at Home, promotes aging in place for older adults as well as persons with living with disabilities by offering up to $10,000 in home accessibility grants that reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit your mobility. To get more information on this program or to begin the application process, call Safe at Home at 202-638-0050. That's 202-638-0050. One more website. Whether you're retired or still working, it pays to be smart about your income, your money, folks. So go to economiccheckup.org to discover tips and resources in your community to manage your budget, save you money, find you work, and set your financial goals. It's free, it's confidential, and it's from a trusted resource. It's our friend over at National Council on Aging. A few more. Do you have questions about food, nutrition, and diet? You can speak to a registered dietitian every Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the Senior Nutrition Hotline by calling 240-777-1100. 240-777-1100. Again, to have your event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, or to share your thoughts about today's show or future broadcast, call us at 800-217-1984 or email us at info@theseniorzone.com. Be sure to join us next Monday here on the Senior Zone. Until then, don't change that dial. The Discover Your Why radio show is up next. Have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.